Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. When Japan bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, 17-year-old Daniel Inouye was on the ground providing first aid to civilian casualties. Following the attack, Japanese Americans faced violence and discrimination, including a forcible relocation to internment camps and a ban from military service. But by 1943, the military desperately needed fighting men and lifted the ban on Japanese Americans. Daniel immediately enlisted in the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, a segregated Japanese American unit. The 442nd would become the most decorated unit in American military history. By April of 1945, Inouye was a second lieutenant commanding his own platoon. His unit was sent to San Torenzo, Italy, tasked with pushing back German troops dug into a mountainside. While exposed to enemy fire, Second Lieutenant Inouye was shot in the torso. He and his men were pinned down by three machine gun nests. Despite his injury, Inouye destroyed two of them. He was making his way towards the third machine gun with a grenade in his right hand when German fire nearly severed that arm. But Second Lieutenant Inouye pried the grenade loose with his remaining hand and threw it, destroying the bunker. Inouye was initially awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his actions that day. Members of the 442nd were believed to have been denied higher recognition due to their race. In 2000, President Bill Clinton upgraded Inouye's award to the Medal of Honor. After his military service, Inouye would become Hawaii's first member of Congress when it achieved statehood in 1959, and the first Japanese American to serve in the House of Representatives. Inouye never lost an election in 58 years, serving 9 6-year terms in the Senate. At the time of his death in 2012, Daniel Inouye was the most senior senator and the highest-ranking public official of Asian descent in the United States. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
This is Peter.
And this is Tom.
We want to tell you guys a little bit about our podcast. Tom and I met in college, became best friends, and then teachers almost 20 years ago. Sometimes school just does not allow us to elaborate on the topics that we find interesting, like the real shark attacks that inspired the movie Jaws, or the real historical context to Indiana Jones artifacts. Where does cereal come from? Or are zombies real? Does Ben Franklin really deserve to be on a $100 bill? On our podcast, just like in our class, there are no stupid questions.
Just two friends having lighthearted conversation about history, pop culture, and the context of current events.
Listen to History Teachers Talking Podcast from Evergreen Network, anywhere you get your podcasts.